Politics now. There are reports this morning Australia's permanent migration program could be accepting as few as 160,000 migrants this year, which would make it the lowest intake in 10 years. Australia's current migration program, set by the Labor government, accepts at 190,000 migrants per year, but this year's intake is set to be significantly lower, in part because of tougher vetting. Alice Workman is political editor for BuzzFeed News, our regular Friday political commentator. Alice, this is interesting given what's been in the papers this week about Peter Dutton suggesting a cut in the intake by 20,000 people a year, Malcolm Turnbull denying those reports. Are there multiple realities at play here?
Oh, absolutely, Hamish. There's a lot happening within the coalition government about the debate around immigration and migrant numbers. But the story on the front page of The Australian today says that in real numbers, the current intake for 2017-2018 is expected to drop to between 160,000 or 170,000. And Immigration Minister Peter Dutton's put this down to tighter vetting rules for the 70% of the 190K, which is skilled workers, and a generally slower visa application process for the other 30%, which is family reunion and partner visas. But this is interesting, given the debate we're having about whether or not cabinet ministers discussed cutting immigration levels by around 20,000, because according to these numbers, Australia is on track to bring in potentially 30,000 less migrants this year and potentially even less next year. And you're probably wondering how this has all been possible and how the numbers have been dropping. Well, it's because when Peter Dutton became Immigration Minister, he changed the $190,000 target to a ceiling or a cap. So it's some tricky wordplay there from the Immigration Minister. So that means the government doesn't actually need to formally or officially cut the annual intake to bring in less migrants every year. And last year, the department says Australia actually took in 7,000 less than the 190 number. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coalition party room. And the government have been using this reduction in numbers as a budget talking exercise, saying that if the numbers fall as they have been falling due to the tighter vetting process, it will actually save the budget money in the forward estimates.
Tony Abbott also chiming in on immigration this week. No great surprise there, but interesting timing.
Oh, absolutely. Some classic wrecking, sniping and undermining here from the former Prime Minister. He said it was, the Prime Minister, of course, came out and said it was completely untrue that Cabinet had discussed cutting immigration levels, which gave Peter Dutton the opportunity to turn around and say, well, of course, we have discussed it, giving more room to Tony Abbott, all the material he needed to undermine the Prime Minister. And I believe he called him tricky with his denials. A lot of wordplay this week by members of the coalition. And of course, this is all cheap factional politics at play. You know, the conversations around a big Australia versus a sustainable Australia, national security and stronger borders always play well to the coalition base. But it's interesting to look at what's happening with the leaks discussion versus another immigration conversation happening in the coalition party room. There are some backbenchers, including Russell Broadbent and Andrew Broad, who for the last year have been calling on the government to increase the community resettlement program, which is currently only 1,000 people, to 10,000 people. And their argument for increasing this program is that we should be allowing private businesses and private individuals, organizations and community groups to personally sponsor refugees and resettle them in the regions and rural communities, because they think it could bring in millions of dollars into these areas. Russell Broadbent said in a speech last year that the number of people who buy a pie at the MCG in a 20-minute period is greater than the number of people we resettle each year under private sponsorships. And this is one easy way that the government doesn't have to spend any money and that we can bring in more people.
All right, Alice, we will have to leave it there, I'm afraid, but thank you as always.
Thanks, Hamish.
Alice Workman is the political editor for BuzzFeed News and our regular Friday political commentator.